When Father Pierre-Yves Carolem arrived at the border town of Brownsville in 1853, he brought special talents to the frontier. Before entering the priesthood, he was an architect, a builder, and cabinet maker in his native Brittany. Carolem was one of six Roman Catholic priests sent to Texas from France in 1852 by the Oblates of Mary Immaculate. He also became the Oblate's architect and builder on the border. He died in 1872 alone in the brush country after falling from his horse while making the rounds between isolated ranches. Carolem's architectural legacy lives in the parish churches in Roma and Laredo, in rural church chapels, and in his masterwork, Immaculate Conception Cathedral in Brownsville. It was completed in 1859 and brought the modern revival of Gothic architecture to the lower Rio Grande Valley. The cathedral's thin brick buttresses, pointed arch windows, and low central tower are redolent of northern France. So are the parapets along the tops of its walls, which are decorated with brickwork filigree. Palm trees and vegetation in the fenced churchyard are reminders, though, of Immaculate Conception's subtropical setting. Crystal and bronze chandeliers inside the cathedral were imported from Paris in the 1860s. The ceiling is made of stretched canvas painted dark blue. A Baroque side chapel was added in the 1960s and dedicated to the Virgin Mary. Immaculate Conception needs restoration. It's one of the cultural treasures that lies within a 200-mile corridor stretching from Brownsville to Laredo. This corridor was listed in 2001 by the National Trust for Historic Preservation among the most endangered historic sites in the nation. The cathedral tangibly preserves the memory of El Santo Padre Pedrito, as Father Carolem was called by his communicants, and the sacrifices the Oblates made to carry their faith to the frontier.